It's Sound Ideas. I'm Mike McCurdy. The town of Normal is working to address a budget shortfall for its next fiscal year. One possible solution was approved by council members last night. The community's mayors stopped by GLT most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. And in the studio to talk about some cost-saving employee buyouts is Town of Normal Mayor Chris Kuss. Chris, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas.
Good to be here.
If the buyouts work as planned, how much would it work against the projected shortfall?
It would go a long way. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it would, it's one of probably a multiple of things that we're looking at to make sure we have a balanced budget going into the next year.
You don't have the numbers, but a ballpark knock off half of the $1.2 million projected shortfall?
It likely could if all 18 were to take it, yes.
And we've talked about this before, but talk a little bit about why the town is in this situation. Just remind listeners quickly.
You know, there are two or three things that affected that, and we're seeing state sales taxes. The state share of sales taxes are down locally. The state share of income tax that we get from the state of Illinois is down, and of course we had the loss of the $1.2 million from the Metrozone agreement being terminated.
Some in the media have described this budget situation with the word crisis. Is it?
Well, that may be a good way to sell newspapers, but it's not a crisis. It's something to be concerned about. We had this happen in 2008, 2009. We had some issues to deal with. The fact that we're proactive on it, we all feel pretty good about it in the sense that we're gonna address the issue. But to call it a crisis is not genuine.
And so what word would you peg it or peg on it or put on it, do you think? How would you characterize it?
I'm not good at synonyms today. it's going to be a tough budget year going forward. It may be tough budget years going forward 3 or 4 years. Well, and a lot of it's dependent on what happens in the workforce and sales tax and utility taxes. There's a whole bevy. And frankly, municipalities all over the United States are going to have to look at their funding models. They relied on sales taxes for so many years as a primary source, and that's proving to be a dwindling source of revenue.
And you touched on what was one of my next questions. This may not be a single-year problem.
Correct.
And so you may be able to stabilize things this year, but next year it's a blank slate, and you're right back at looking at what sort of revenues coming in the door and what sort of expenses the town has.
Correct.
And so you said 3 to 4 years. What could sort of alleviate that problem? Do you really, is it the old cliche of growing the economy?
Well, I think that's a large part of it. We'll have to take a hard look at services as well in the community, but the fact that we can increase the workforce, create new businesses, help businesses that are here grow, would go a long way to alleviate that. Not just for us, not just for the municipalities, but for the community as a whole. In 4 years, Rivian could have 500 to 1,000 workers, high-paid workers, and that would certainly help our local economy.
Let's talk about the buyouts for a moment. Who does it affect? What kind of employees?
It runs a gamut. There's not one particular group of employees that are targeted. Primarily people that are close to retirement anyway.
But not high-level managers. They would have to be replaced, correct?
Correct. Yeah. So these are positions that might be absorbed, the workload be absorbed by people currently working for the town. Or if it's a key position replaced by somebody who's already working for the town. But the idea is to reduce the workforce.
Sure. So because this is a cost savings measure, there are no plans or immediate plans to replace these employees.
Correct.
And if not enough take the buyout, then what? What about layoffs?
Then we'll have to take a look at that. We don't want to do layoffs. We value our employees in the town very highly. And that would be an action of last resort.
And there may be other things coming from staff that might also be cost savings measures that could
avoid
that.
Everything's on the table for review.
There are a lot of columns here.
Exactly.
Yeah, so.
And, this budget process has been going on for 60 days and will go on until early March. So there's a lot to look at.
Yeah, sure. The fiscal year starts April 1st. Council approves the budget in March. What do you think is going to happen over the next few months?
It's just hard to predict. you know, we've made some predictions that are causing us to do things that we're doing now. You know, and that's our I don't want to say best guess, because there's a lot of research that goes into the projections that we make. But that's what we have to go on. And if things could get better, things could get worse. You know, I can't predict the future.
Sure. What's the incentive? What's the carrot at the end of the stick here that would cause employees, Town of Normal employees, to say, yeah, I'm gonna jump on this?
Well, a little bit of money, an extension of health care. The fact that they're getting close to retirement, you know, they could get some health care that they wouldn't normally have gotten in retirement. So we think those are reasonable incentives. And again, it's people that are close to retirement anyway.
Okay. Chris, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Chris Koos is the Town of Normal mayor. Next week, we'll hear from the city of Bloomington. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.